everyone.
大家下午好。
We have been doing good coming down, but Route 15 became Route 15 again.
我们今天又堵在路上。
Bumper to bumper traffic, but it wasn't too bad. I don't know how it happens. You go so slow, and then it opens up, and then go slow again, and then it opens up.
在路上一点点蹭。 一会儿快,
well, I want to speak to you today on living water for a thirsty soul. Alan Fadling, in his book, An Unhurried Life, tells a parable of a king who had two servants.
有一个作家叫阿兰·费德林写了一本书《从容的生活》，讲到一个国王有两个仆人。
Now one of the servants, for fear of not pleasing his master, rose early every day to hurry along to do all the things that he believed that the king wanted him to do.
一个仆人特别想取悦他的国王，每天早早的就起来，从早忙到晚做各种事情。
He didn't want to bother the king with questions about what that work was.
他不想去麻烦国王，他就不想去问这个国王。
Instead, he just hurried from project to project, from early morning until late at night.
所以他从早到晚都在做事情。Now,
the other servant was eager to please his master as well, and he rose up early also.
另外一个仆人也想取悦他的国王，他起得也很早。But
he took a few moments to go to the king and ask him about his wishes for the day and find out just what it was that the king desired to have done.
但是他每天起床以后，第一件事就是到国王面前去请示，问国王他想让他做什么。And
only after their talk did this servant start his work for the day.
那么请示完了国王以后，这个仆人才开始做每天的工作。And
his work consisted of the task and the projects the king wanted him to do.
那他做的每一件事都是国王想让他做的事情。
Now the busy servant might have gotten a lot done by the time the other servant even started his work.
那个这个第二个仆人开始做事的时候呢，第一个仆人已经做了很多事了。But
which of them actually accomplished what the king wanted to have done?
但是哪一个仆人更能够做的事情是讨这国王喜悦呢？
Obviously the servant that inquired of the king.
那么肯定是第二个仆人，因为他请教了国王。
Alan Fadling went on to say, genuine productivity is not about getting as much done for God as we can manage.
所以真正的效率和生产力不是尽我们所能为神做尽可能多的事情。It's
doing the work that God actually has for us to do.
而是在这个一天中完成神实际上为我们安排的事情。Don't
confuse busyness with productivity.
不要把忙碌当做效率。A
lot of people live busy lives without ever stopping to think, well, what does God really want me to do?
很多人一生忙忙碌碌，从来没有停下来思考过神到底让我做什么。And
as a result, they hurry from one project to another.
所以他们就忙了一件事，又忙一件事。And
they often feel like slaves wearing themselves out without actually accomplishing what God considers important for them.
他们觉得自己像一个奴隶一样，忙得脚不沾地，焦头烂额。On
the other hand, some people have discovered God's will.
那么另一方面，有的人他们却明白了神的旨意。And
they're doing the work that God has given them to do.
他们做的都是神让他们做的事情。And
as a result, they experience genuine productivity, and they live full lives without all the hassle and the hurry.
所以他们的生命才是真正有效率、真正出成果的，又不用焦头烂额。And
so the question is, what is God's will for our life each day?
那问题就是，神对我们每天生活的旨意到底是什么？
What are the most important things that God wants us to accomplish?
他希望我们完成的最重要的事情是什么？
Well, today we're going to look at John chapter 4, and there Jesus shows us the Father's will, and he wants to be us being get involved in doing that will.
今天我们看约翰福音第四章，耶稣就向我们指出了神的旨意到底是什么。
And so we pick up the account in John chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, where it says, Jesus knew the Pharisees had heard that he was baptizing and making more disciples than John, though Jesus himself didn't baptize them, his disciples did. So he left Judea and returned to Galilee. He had to go through Samaria on the way.
约翰福音四章一到四节，主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗比约翰还多，其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒收洗。他就离了犹太，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。
Now notice Jesus had to go through Samaria.
要注意，这里面必须经过，耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
Why did Jesus have to go through Samaria?
为什么耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚呢？
Most Jews in Jesus' day skirted around Samaria to get to Galilee from Jerusalem.
耶稣同时代的人，他们都会避开撒玛利亚，如果他们要去加利利的话。
They despise the mixed blood Samaritans.
因为他们非常鄙视这些混血的撒玛利亚人。
The people of Samaria were half Jewish and half Assyrian.
因为撒玛利亚人是以色列人和叙利亚人混血的。
And the Jews did not accept them.
这个犹太人是不接受的。
In addition, these Samaritans opposed the Jews' return to the land after the southern kingdom of Israel had been captured by the Babylonians.
而且当以色列南国的人被掳到巴比伦以后，他们回归犹太地的时候，受到了撒玛利亚人的阻拦。
And so there were a lot of bad feelings between the two groups, and the Jews particularly avoided the Samaritans.
所以犹太人和撒玛利亚人就有点势不两立。
But Jesus had to go through Samaria. Why?
但是耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚，为什么呢？
Because that's what God wanted him to do.
因为那是神让他做的事。
Later on in the chapter, Jesus said this to his disciples in verse 34. My nourishment comes from doing the will of God, who sent me, and from finishing his work.
这一章的后面就是34节，耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
Doing God's will nourished Jesus.
遵行神的旨意，给耶稣提供能量。
It energized him.
让他有能量。
And that's why he had to go through Samaria. It was God's will for him that day.
所以耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚，因为那个是那天神对他的旨意。
And so we read in verse 5, eventually he came to the Samaritan village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime.
五到六节，于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午正。
Now in this village there was one well for the entire village.
每一个村子都有一个井，是全村人都共用的。
And normally women of the village would come early in the morning, and they would draw enough water for the day, about 15 gallons of water.
通常村里的女人每天一早就来到井边打水。他们要打差不多15加仑的水给一天来使用。
And as they were drawing the water, this was a time for them to talk with one another before their busy day and find out what the news of the village was all was going on.
他们打水的时候呢，也是一天中来开始谈话的时候，他们互相交流村里的一些信息啊。
Noontime would not have been a time for a woman to show up.
到正午的时候呢，就没有人来打水了。
Verse 7, soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water.
第七节，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。
Now for this woman to come alone at noon, it was obvious that she was avoiding people because she was ashamed about something that was going on in her life.
这个撒玛利亚妇人来打水，中午来打水， 很明显是在躲着众人，因为他的生命中有一些见不得人的事情。
She didn't want to see the looks of disdain from the other women.
她不想看到别的女人眼中对她鄙视的目光。
She didn't want to hear them whispering behind her back about her.
也不想听到人们在她背后对她的议论。
And so she came at noon.
所以她选择正午来打水。
Verse 7, Jesus said to her, Please, give me a drink. He was all alone at the time because his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. So she said to Jesus, You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?
7-9节有一个那时撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”
The woman was surprised, shocked, really.
这个妇人非常的惊讶，耶稣向她要水。
Jews did not ask Samaritans for favors.
因为犹太人从来不求撒玛利亚人做什么。
They certainly would not drink from the same container that belonged to a Samaritan.
他们甚至不愿意从撒玛利亚人这个跟他共饮同一个容器里的水。
Samaritans in Jewish thinking were unclean.
因为犹太人觉得撒玛利亚人是不洁净的。
And so Jesus' request to the Samaritan woman was unthinkable.
所以耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人发出的请求，说请你给我水喝，是这个撒玛利亚妇人无法想象的。
The woman was surprised that Jesus asked her for a drink.
这个妇女非常的惊讶，耶稣竟然向她要水喝。
Verse 10, Jesus replied, If you only knew the gift God has for you, and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, and I would give you living water.
第十节，耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
But sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket, she said, and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? And besides, do you think you're greater than our ancestor Jacob who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed?
妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？
Jesus replied, Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again, but those who drink the water that I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them.Giving them eternal life. Please, sir, the woman said, give me this water that I'll never be thirsty again and I won't have to come here to get water.
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
Now the Samaritan woman thought Jesus was talking about drinking water.
撒玛利亚妇人很显然以为耶稣谈到的是喝的饮用水。
But Jesus was talking about spiritual water.
但其实耶稣讲的是属灵的水。
In fact, according to John chapter 7, Jesus was talking about the Holy Spirit.
根据约翰七章里面，耶稣讲的是圣灵。
Here's what Jesus said in John 7. Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart.
耶稣在约福音七章里面说人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。
Now when he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who would be given to everyone believing in him, But the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet entered into his glory.
从耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得到荣耀。
So what is God's will for us?
那么神让我们做什么？
Well, like the Samaritan woman, God wants us to take a drink of his Spirit.
就像耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人说的，神想让我们来喝一口神的灵。
God wants us to welcome the Holy Spirit into our life and to find satisfaction in Him.
神想让我们接受圣灵到我们的中，到我们里面来，从他那儿找到满足。
Now in John chapter 3, Jesus told Nicodemus that he needed to be born of the Spirit. That is, that he needed to have a second birthday. First was natural, second is spiritual. He needed to have a second birthday.
在约翰福音第三章，耶稣对尼哥底母说：“你必须要重生，从圣灵，从圣灵重生。”
And here in John chapter 4, Jesus tells this Samaritan woman that she needs to drink of the Spirit.
那么在紧接着在第四章，耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人说：“你必须要喝圣灵。”
It's the same idea, only a different metaphor.
是同样的意思，用了不同的比喻。
In other words, Jesus is saying, whether you're a religious, respected ruler like Nicodemus, or a despised outcast like this woman, no matter who you are, Jesus wants us to receive his Holy Spirit.
耶稣就是说，无论你是受人尊敬的宗教领袖，像尼哥底母，还是被人唾弃的这个，被人看不起的这个妇女，你们都必须要领受神的灵。
In his book, The Silver Chair, C.S. Lewis tells the story of a young girl named Jill.
鲁伊斯写了一本书叫做《银椅子》，里面有一个小女孩叫做吉尔。
She was in the land of Narnia, and she was thirsty.
吉尔来到纳尼亚，她感到很渴。
She discovered a dream and a fearsome lion whose name was Aslan.
她看到了一个泉水。在泉水旁边有一个狮子，狮子叫阿斯兰。
Now in Lewis's allegory, Aslan represents the Lord Jesus Christ.
在鲁伊斯的这个书里面，阿斯兰代表的是耶稣。
And Jill thought, well, if I run away, this lion is going to run right after me in a moment.
吉尔当时心想，这个狮子呢，它可能会要来扑上来吃了我。
But at the same time, if I go on, I'll run straight into his mouth.
他就想，如果我跑，我转头就跑，狮子会扑上来吃了我。那么如果我往前走呢，狮子也会把我吞进去。
Strangely, Jill couldn't take her eyes off the lion.
但是很奇怪的是，吉尔他不能够把眼光从狮子身上移开。
And how long that lasted, she couldn't tell. It seemed like hours.
他也不知道，他盯着这个狮子看了多久，好像好几个小时了。
The thirst became so bad she almost felt that she wouldn't mind being eaten by a lion if only she could get a mouthful of that water.
因为她太渴了，她甚至就觉得即使让狮子吃了也没关系，就是喝一口水就行。
Are you not thirsty? Asked the lion.
那狮子就问她说，你难道不渴吗？
Oh, I'm dying of thirst, said Jill.
Jill 说，我都要渴死了。
Then drink, said the lion.
那狮子说，那你就喝呀。
May I? Asked Jill.
吉尔说，我能喝吗？
The rippling noise of the stream, fresh, delicious water, was driving her out of her mind.
这个潺潺的流水声让她就都快疯了。
Oh, I better not come and drink, said Jill.
她心想，我最好不要来喝。
Well, then you will die of thirst, said the lion.
那个狮子告诉他，你不喝你就会渴死。
Oh dear, said Jill, I suppose I'll have to look for another stream.
吉尔说，那我就去找一个别的泉水来喝。
There is no other stream, said the lion.
狮子说，没有别的泉水。
Now it never occurred to Jill to disbelieve the lion.
那么对于 Jill 来讲呢，这个狮子的话是误用。
No one who had ever seen his face could do that.
看着狮子的人都知道狮子不会说谎。
And so her mind suddenly made itself up.
所以吉尔就突然就下定了 决心。
It was the hardest thing that she had ever had to do.
是她做过的最艰难的一个决定。
But she went straight to the stream, knelt down, and began scooping up the water in her hand.
她一下就跳到溪水里面，用手把水舀上来，来喝。
The water was the most coolest, most refreshing water she had ever tasted.
这个水是她喝过的最清澈、最甘甜的水。
She didn't need to drink much of it.
她不用喝太多。
It quenched her thirst at once.
喝两口就很足够了。
Now before she tasted it,
那么她喝水之前
she intended to run away from the lion the moment she had finished.
她本来打算就喝一口水，然后扭头就跑。
But after drinking it, she realized this would have been the most dangerous thing to do of all.
但是她喝了水以后，她就意识到，如果扭头就跑的话，肯定是最危险的一件事情。
And to run away from Jesus is the most dangerous thing that a person could ever do.
从耶稣面前扭头就跑。跑离耶稣是一个人今生能做的最危险的一件事情。
However, to run to Jesus and to drink of His Spirit leads to Him consuming you and wrapping you up in His life.
反之，你奔向耶稣，汲取他的灵，他就会吞噬你，将你包裹在他的生命里。
And that's a good thing because after which you'll never be the same again.
那是一个好事。因为在那以后，你就不再是原来的你了。
And so, what will it be for you?
那么你要怎么做呢
？Will you run away from Jesus and later face His wrath?
你要从耶稣跟前扭头就跑，逃走，那么以后来面对他的愤怒吗
？Or will you drink the water that He offers you and experience new life in Him?
还是你就去喝他给你准备的水，来经历他。
God's will for you is that you take a drink of His Spirit.
神对你的旨意是你来喝一口他的灵。
Now, in addition, God wants us to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
除此以外，神也让我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
God wants us to worship Him from the heart.
神让我们从心里。自发而出的来敬拜他。
He wants us to love Him sincerely and honestly.
他让我们严肃的、认真的、诚实的爱他。
Now look at what Jesus said to the Samaritan woman.
看看耶稣怎么对撒玛利亚妇人说的。
Verse 16, He said, "Go and get your husband." Jesus told her.
十六节，耶稣说，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。
Now this woman had asked for living water.And Jesus told her to go and get her husband.
女士，这个女士向耶稣要她的活水，耶稣却让她去叫丈夫到这里来。
Now, what did he have to do with it?
这个女士的丈夫跟这有什么关系？
Why did Jesus mention the woman's husband when she had asked for water?
为什么当这个女士要水的时候，耶稣反而提到她的丈夫？
Verse 17, "I don't have a husband," the woman replied.Jesus said, "You're right. You don't have a husband, for you have had five husbands, and you aren't even married to the man you're living with now. You certainly spoke the truth."
妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的。你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。你这话是真的。
Now Jesus asked her to get her husband.Because he wanted her to acknowledge her sin.
耶稣让妇人去叫她丈夫来，因为耶稣想让妇人直视自己的罪。
This woman had failed in five marriages.
这个妇人她结过五次婚。
And the sixth time around, she avoided marriage altogether, and she just lived with the man in sin.
因为前五次都是失败的婚姻，第六次她干脆就不结婚了，就跟这个人住在一起。
But you know, that's what honest worship is all about. It's not about hiding our sin.
那么诚实的敬拜不是要隐藏你的罪。
It's about openly confessing your sin before the Lord.
是要在主面前公开的认罪。
In Luke chapter 18, Jesus talked about two men who went to the temple to pray.
那么在后面耶稣讲到了两个男的到寺庙到这个神殿去敬拜。
One was a Pharisee, a religious leader.
一个是法利赛人，是一个宗教的一个人。
And the other was a tax collector who had lied to the people and overcharged them of their taxes.
另一个是税吏，是去横征暴敛的这么一个人。
Now the Pharisee stood by himself, and he prayed this prayer.
那么法利赛人站着，他这样祷告说。
I thank you, God, that I'm not like other people, cheaters and sinners and adulteries.
他说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫。
I'm certainly not like that tax collector.
也不像这个税吏。
I fast twice a week, and I give you 1/10 of my income.
我一个礼拜禁食两次，把我所得的都捐上十分之一。”
Now at the same time, the tax collector stood at a distance, and he dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed.
这个税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说。
Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, and he said, "Oh God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner."
他说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。”
Now Jesus said this of the two prayers.He said, I tell you, this sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
那么耶稣怎么评价这两个人呢？耶稣说，我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒算为义了。因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
The tax collector humbly acknowledged his sin before a holy God.
税吏在神圣的神面前谦卑地认自己的罪。
And as a result, he left the place of worship that day a changed person.
那么结果就是他那天敬拜完了回家，他就不是原来的自己了。
Jesus said he went home justified.
耶稣声称，这人回家去。
That is, he was forgiven. He was in right standing with God. He was cleansed, just as if he had never sinned.
他被赦免了，他被神认为义，就好像他从来没犯过罪一样。
And God wants us to be honest about our sin when we come before Him in worship.
我们到神面前敬拜他的时候，神要我们要在他面前诚实。要认自己的罪。
Don't conceal it. Don't pretend it's not there. Don't think you have nothing to confess.
不要掩饰自己的罪，不要表现得好像自己没有罪，不要自欺欺人。
Well, facing her sin was too much for this Samaritan woman, so she changed the subject.
因为面对自己的罪是痛苦的，那么撒玛利亚妇人就转变了话题。
Verse 19, So the woman said, You must be a prophet. So tell me, why is it that you Jews insist that Jerusalem is the only place to worship, while we Samaritans claim it is here on Mount Gerizim where our ancestors worshipped?
19-20, 妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说，应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Now Jesus wanted to talk to this woman about her sin, but she avoided the subject, and instead she wanted to talk about theology.
耶稣想跟撒玛利亚妇人谈她的罪，但是妇人改变了话题，转而来探讨神学。
And so she started a debate with Jesus about the right place to worship.
然后她就跟耶稣开始了一个关于在哪里敬拜的一个探讨。
Verse 21, Jesus replied, Believe me, dear woman, the time is coming when it will no longer matter whether you worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans know very little about the one you worship, while we Jews know all about him, for salvation comes through the Jews.
21节，耶稣说， 妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
But the time is coming, Jesus went on to say, indeed it's here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.When true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And the Father is looking for those who will worship him that way, for God is a spirit. So those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
耶稣继续说，时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Jesus informed the woman, worship to God is not about place. It's about the attitude of the heart.
耶稣告诉妇人，敬拜神不是关于在哪里敬拜，而是要用心来敬拜。
Those who worship Jesus or God must worship in spirit and in truth.
敬拜神的必须要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
In other words, worship must come from within the spirit, and it must be honest.
换句话说，敬拜必须是从人灵里发出的，必须是诚实的。
Don't focus so much on place.
不要关注你在哪里敬拜。
We're to focus instead on the Lord and respond to Him truthfully from the heart.
而是要知道自己如何去回应神。如何用心来回应他。
The problem is that worshipers today tend to focus more on style and place and not on the Lord.
我们很多的问题就是今天人们太注重敬拜的形式。
John Ortberg, a pastor and author, describes the problem in terms of scarecrow worship and tin man worship.
有一位作家他形容现在敬拜者为 稻草人和铁皮人的敬拜。
He said, some churches specialize in generating emotion.
他说有的教会特别善于煽情。
The platform people are experts at moving worshipers to tears and to laughter.
那么这些 带敬拜的人呢非常善于让大家一会儿哭一会儿笑。
And attenders tend to evaluate the service in terms of the emotion that they felt.
那么来参加敬拜的人呢，他们也衡量的敬拜好坏的标准也是他有没有感受到这种情感的波动。
And so prayers are offered in a highly emotional style and bathed in background music.
所以呢，这种敬拜的祷告一般都是非常声情并茂，并且是配乐的。
Songs are sentimental.
唱的诗歌呢，也是那种比较伤感。
Preaching is sensational.
布道呢就很煽情。
Stories are dramatic.
讲的内容也是非常的戏剧性。
And as a result, the people have an intense emotional experience.
所以呢，这些参加敬拜的人，他们追求的就是这种情感上的这种。
Such worship, says Ortberg, is often shallow and sometimes artificial and rarely genuine.
这种敬拜常常是肤浅的、做作的、不真诚的。
Little attention is given to worshiping with a thinking mind.
这种敬拜完全就是不动脑子。
And it produces people who have little depth or rootedness.
让人们没有深度，没有这个灵里的这个根基。
Romans 10:2 says they have a certain enthusiasm for God.But not in accordance with a correct and vital knowledge about Him and His purpose.
就像罗马书十章二章形容的，他们向神有热心，但不是按着真知识。
Now this is what Ortberg calls scarecrow worship, worship without a brain. It's all based on feeling and how it makes me feel.
这个就是他称作为稻草人的敬拜，不用大脑的敬拜，是基于感觉的敬拜。
Now, on the other hand, some churches are just the opposite, and they focus on intellectual correctness.
那另一方面，有的教会呢，他们关注是理性敬拜。
They recite great creeds.
他们会引经据典。
They give expanded explanations and interpretations of the scripture.
他们会给你冗长的释经讲道。
They put together carefully worded prayers.
他们的祷告也是字斟句酌。
And as a result, the heart and the spirit are not taking up with the wonder and the passion of the living God.
那么结果就是人们没有感受到这种信仰的这种。
No one has ever moved.
没有人能够被感动。
The worship is boring and dry.
这种敬拜往往是乏味枯燥的。
It doesn't connect with people's hurts and desires.
无法触碰到人的伤痛和渴望。
And rarely does it generate just awe or healing or joy.
也不能给人带来那种敬畏之心，没有医治，没有喜乐。
And this is what Opert calls tin man worship, worship without any heart. The worship is all intellectual and informational.
那么这个作者把这种敬拜称之为铁皮人的敬拜，是没有心的敬拜，全是理性和。
Now Jesus is saying to this woman, the key to worship is not to focus on style or place, but on the Lord Himself.
耶稣想告诉撒玛利亚妇人的是，真正的敬拜无关于形式、地点，而是关乎人心。
Worship is not about time or place or style.
敬拜不是你在什么时间、什么地点、什么方式。
Worship is an honest, heartfelt response to all that God is, all that God says, and all that God does.
敬拜是诚实的心灵的回应，是来回应神的一切，回应神的一切话，神的一切作为。
Worship is not about an hour or two on Sunday in a church sanctuary.
敬拜不是每周日花一两个小时来到教会。
It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week lifestyle.
是一周七天，一天二十四小时的一种生活方式。
That's lived in gratitude and awe of a holy God who loves us with an everlasting love.
是面对一个爱我们的神，他的永恒的爱的里面，我们一种诚心的感恩。
Timothy Christensen put it this way: If worship is just one thing we do, everything becomes dull and mundane.
提摩西·克里斯滕森曾经说：“如果敬拜只是我们做的一件事情，那么一切都会变得枯燥乏味。”
But he said, if worship is the one thing we do, everything takes on eternal significance.
如果敬拜是我们唯一要做的那件事，那么一切都会具有永恒的意义。
And so, do you want your life to have meaning with eternal significance?
你想让你的生命在永恒里面有意义吗？
Then make worship the one thing you do.
那么就让敬拜成为你唯一要做的那件事情。
Let everything that you do be an honest, heartfelt response to a holy God who loves you.
让你做的每件事情都成为对我们的永恒的神的一个诚心诚意的回忆。
Now that's God's will for us.
那就是神要让我们做的事情。
First, to drink of His Spirit.
首先要喝他的灵。
And second, to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
然后用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
And third, to tell others about His Son.
第三，他让我们对人传讲神。
God wants us to introduce people to Jesus.
神想让我们把人带到耶稣面前。
He wants us to know, he wants us to tell them who Jesus is and what he's done for us.
神想让我们告诉世人耶稣是谁，他做了什么。
That's what the Samaritan woman did after she came to Jesus and realized who he was.
那就是撒玛利亚妇人当她意识到耶稣是谁以后做的事情。
Verse 25, the woman said, I know the Messiah is coming, the Savior, the one who is called Christ.When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus told her, I am the Messiah.
二十五节，妇人说，我知道弥赛亚，就是那称为基督的要来。他来了，必将一切的事都告诉我们。耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。
Literally, Jesus said, I am.
耶稣说，我是。
That's the personal name for God.
那个是神的名字。
Jesus is the I am. He is God.
耶稣称自己是我是，他就是神。
Now at first the Samaritan woman thought Jesus was just another Jew that had come along for wanting a drink of water.
一开始撒玛利亚妇人知道，以为耶稣只是一个普通的犹太人来向他要水喝。
And then she thought of him as a prophet.
然后撒玛利亚妇人以为耶稣是一个先知。
And now she knew him as the Lord God himself.
现在她发现耶稣原来就是神，他自己。
So what does she do about it?
那么撒玛利亚妇人怎么样做呢？
Verse 27. Just then his disciples came back. They were shocked to find him talking to a woman, but none of them had the nerve to ask, "What do you want with her?" or "Why are you talking to her?"
27节，当下门徒回来就稀奇，耶稣和一个妇人说话，只是没有人说你是要什么，或说你为什么和她说话。
The woman left her water jar by the well and ran back to the village, telling everyone, "Come!"And see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah? And so the people came streaming from the village to see him.
那妇人就留下了水罐子，往城里去，对众人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。莫非这就是基督吗？”众人就出城往耶稣那里去。
Now this once despised woman couldn't help but tell everyone she knew about Jesus.The Messiah, the Savior.
这个曾经被人唾弃的女人，她忍不住要跑去向人宣讲耶稣。
Her shame was gone.
那么在这个过程中，她的羞耻感就完全消失了。
She publicly proclaimed what Jesus had done for her.
因为她在向世人宣讲耶稣基督向她做的事情。
And it was so real, the people responded.
那么这些事情都是真的，而且人们
They had to see the man who had changed this woman's life.
他们都想看一看改变这个妇人生命的人到底是什么样子。
Verse 31. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging Jesus, "Rabbi, eat something." But Jesus replied, "I have a kind of food you know nothing about." Did someone bring him food while we were gone? The disciples asked each other. Then Jesus explained, "My nourishment."comes from doing the will of God, who sent me, and from finishing His work.
31-34节，这七天门徒对耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”耶稣说：“我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。”门徒就彼此对问说：“莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？”耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”
You see, Jesus had to go through Samaria because God wanted him to minister to this despised Samaritan woman.
我们刚才说了，耶稣必须要经过撒玛利亚，因为那是神的旨意，让他去撒玛利亚见这个妇人。
He changed her life.
耶稣改变了这个妇人的生命。
He took away her shame and turned her into a bold witness for him.
耶稣让她的羞耻消失，让她成为一个大胆传讲神的福音的人。
Crowds of people came out of the village to see Jesus.
很多的人来到这个村庄来看耶稣。
Verse 39, many Samaritans from the village believed in Jesus because the woman had said, "He told me everything that I ever did." And when they came out to see him, they begged him to stay in their village.
那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下。
So he stayed for 2 days, long enough for many more to hear his message and believe. Then they said to the woman, "Now we believe, not just because of what you told us, but because we have heard him ourselves. Now we know that he is indeed the Savior of the world."
他便在那里住了两天，因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。便对妇人说：“现在我们信，不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。”
Through Jesus' own words and through this woman's witness, many came to faith and experienced eternal life.
通过耶稣他口里说的话和这个妇人的见证，很多人都因此信了主。
Now that's what God wants us to do.
那个就是神要让我们做的事情。
He wants to use us to bring people to faith in His Son.
他想使用我们带领人来接受主。
He wants us to tell others about Jesus.
他想让我们向世人告诉他们关于主耶稣基督的事情。
He wants us to invite people to church where they can learn about Jesus.
他想让我们邀请人来到教会，来学习关于耶稣基督的事情。
And don't worry about the results.
不要担心结果。
Just share what you know about Jesus and what he's done for you, and invite them to come and hear about Jesus.
你只要向他们分享耶稣在你生命中做的事情，然后带他们来，请他们来教会就可以了。
And like Jesus, you will find this kind of thing food to your own soul as you do God's will.
像耶稣一样，当你遵行神的旨意的时候，你会发现这样做就是你的灵命的食物。
Patty Sook told her Christian college friends, "Leave me alone and stop praying for me."
有一个女生叫菩提树，她告诉她的朋友们说：“不要为我祷告了。”
Now Patty described herself as a Cambodian Buddhist girl.
她自己认为自己是一个柬埔寨的佛教徒。
And even though this, she was born in Long Beach, California, and grew up in Dallas, Texas, she said, "I figured I was Buddhist because my parents told me I was Buddhist."
虽然她生在加州，长在德州，她自认为是个佛教徒，因为她的父母从小就是这么跟她讲的。
She said, "I thought Christianity was a religion for Americans."
她说，我以为基督教只是美国人的宗教。
Now, attending the University of Texas was one of Pudi's goals, was developing deep friendships.
他去上大学的时候，他的目的是要交很多好朋友。
Now, she succeeded in that.
他确实交了好朋友。
Some of her friends, though, were Christians who were active in a student ministry.
他的一些好朋友呢，是学生团契的。
And they talked with her about eternity.
他们向这个菩提树讲到这个永恒。
Pudi began to see that most of her goals had no eternal value.
菩提发现他自己生命中的目标都在永恒里面没有什么意义。
And one day she thought, well, if God is real, he should be able to hear my prayers.
有一天他突然想到，如果神是真的，他应该能听见我的祷告。
And so she began to pray each night that God would help her to understand.What she had been hearing from her Christian friends, because it just didn't make any sense to her.
所以每天晚上，她就开始向神祷告，求神来帮助她理解她那些基督徒朋友向她讲的事情，因为她根本就无法理解。
One day, Pudi entered a closet in the student ministry building that had been turned into a prayer room.
有一天，菩提她误入了一个这个学生事工的建筑里面的一个小房间。
And inside, she found a bowl that was filled with pieces of paper.
她发现这个房间里有一个碗，里面有很多的小纸条。
As she looked at the paper, every one of them had her name written on it.
每张小纸条上都有她的名字。
Now she had told her friends not to pray for her, and yet they had faithfully loved her and prayed for her anyway.
他曾经跟这些朋友说不要再为他祷告了，但是没想到他的朋友还是持之以恒的，充满爱心的为他祷告。
She burst into tears.
他非常感动的哭了。
God was softening her heart.
神在软化他的心。
The next night she felt that God was asking her for a specific response.
第二天，他感到神让他做出回应。
And so Pudi invited Jesus to come into her life.
然后他决定邀请耶稣进入他的生命。
All of a sudden, she said, "I had a desire to go and share with people that God is real and that He had changed her heart."
突然，他说他非常渴望与人们分享神是真实存在的，并且神已经改变了他的心。
Now that's the way it works in God's world.
那个就是在神国里面，事情都是这样子。
You love people and you pray for them.
你爱这个人，你为他祷告。
And then as God gives you the opportunity, you share what Jesus has done for you.
然后神会给你机会，让你去跟他们分享耶稣为你做了什么。
And you watch as he begins to work in their life and transform it.
然后你看到神怎么样改变，转变这个人的心思。
There's no greater joy than to see people come to faith in Jesus, and that's what God wants for each of you.
没有比看到人信神信主更让人感动的喜乐的事情了。这个就是神让我们做的。
God's will for you every day is to drink of His Spirit.
神对我们每天的旨意就是来喝他的灵。
And to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
And to tell others about His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
并且对人传讲神的儿子的事情。
Now, if you pursue those three desires of God every day, you'll live a life that's full without all the hassle and hurry.
如果你每天能够做这三件神让你做的事情，你的生命会非常的充实，而且不会感到焦头烂额。
Your thirst will be satisfied.
你的饥渴会被满足。
Don't worry about what others think.
不要担心别人怎么想，怎么看你。
You just do what you know God wants you to do.
你就做神让你做的事就好了。
The Apostle Paul put it this way of his life.
使徒保罗关于他的自己的生活，他曾经这样总结道。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing.
在提摩太后书四章七到八节，保罗说：“那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的。不但赐给我，也赐给那凡爱慕他显现的人。”
Does your life have that empty feeling?
你的生命中有没有那种空虚的感觉？
Is it thirsting?For something,
感到饥渴。
Drink of God's Spirit.
来喝神的灵。
Worship God in spirit and in truth.
用心灵和诚实敬拜神。
Tell others about Jesus. Invite them to church.
向别人传讲神的儿子，邀请他们来到教会。
That's God's will for you.
那就是神对你的旨意。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this story that we have in the Word of God.
我们在天上的父，感谢你通过神的话来赐给我们的信息。
This woman was troubled and despised and felt rejected.
这个妇人感到自己被社会所唾弃。
It must have been lonely, Lord. She had had five husbands and was living with a man, and all of them had rejected her.
她曾经有五个丈夫，和一个不是她丈夫的人一同生活。她在生命中肯定受到了很多人的拒绝。
Jesus knew her thirst was not physical water.
耶稣知道，能够满足她干渴的不是我们物理的水
，but spiritual water.
而是属灵的水。
And she drank of him.
这个人要来喝主耶稣。
And Lord, you filled her up, you satisfied her, you took away the shame.
主啊，你让她喝你的水，让她喝水得饱足，让她的羞耻感被拿掉。
And her life became so happy and so fulfilled and so excited as she told others about Jesus.
当她向别人传扬耶稣基督的时候，她的生命变得如此的喜乐，如此的安宁。
Now, Lord, help us to follow her example.
主啊，帮助我们来学习她的榜样。
To drink of your Holy Spirit.
来汲取你的灵。
To worship you in spirit and in truth.
用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
And to tell others about Jesus.
并且向他人传讲你。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。